Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. 63% of Americans say they bought something online and then forgotten about it until it showed up on their doorstep.
Who would do that?
Yeah, the average person does it 8 times a year.
Wow. You know, there have been times where in the mail something shows up. My wife, what'd you order? I'm like, And it's like a pre-order for like a t-shirt from a band. Yeah. And I completely forgot because it's like 4 months later, it's finally showing up.
Yeah, I can see that. That makes a lot of sense.
Sometimes a jersey shows up and I'm like, where did this? Oh, yeah.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Drew Locke. All
vinyl,
right.
Vinyl, Drew especially. Locke.
That did happen once.
Yeah.
Because it came from another country and I just assumed I was not getting it. Like, I was like, that's something maybe because of COVID or like it stuck somewhere. And it was just because it was like a random, like rare record and it was like a mom and pop type of a record store. And apparently they had to like, you know, walk it over to me from England. I don't know. But it took like nearly a year before it showed up.
Wow.
Yep. I would say the same thing has happened to me too. And, you know, I didn't even know what it was until I opened the box. And about half of us have that where you don't like, I really don't know what this is. I couldn't even tell you. And the only the opening of the box tells you what it is. And of course, buying stuff late at night after having a few drinks, that seems to be the culprit.
Yeah. That's how I ended up with most of my grown-up stuff, if you know what I mean.
Oh.
And then I'll
like
forget.
Like a chia pet?
Chia pets for adults.
A pet rock.
A pet rock, you know, a snow globe, all that fun stuff. Yeah, didn't know until I get either a notification that your order has been shipped. What did I order? Yeah, and it was always the drinking that did it.
That would be embarrassing if you're ordering that adult stuff like that and you have somebody you live with, you know, and they go, oh, I wonder what this is. Because I sometimes open, I think everything that's for me sometimes. Sometimes I just get so used to going, oh, I know that package is for me and opening, realize, oh, that isn't for me. That was for Sarah.
Right.
So that would be embarrassing if you had somebody you live with, Vicky, and you're just drunk buying a lot of adult products and they just open it up and they go, oh, yeah, this is definitely not for me. Whoops.
Luckily, like anybody I've lived with, like when my folks lived with me, for example, like anything I would order would always come in my name because I order stuff for them because I do not trust them buying stuff off the internet. They have to go through me and everything comes in my name.
Why don't you trust them buying stuff off the internet?
Yeah, why don't, yeah.
There are times where my parents are like, oh, yeah, I'm buying this. And I look and it's one of those scammy websites and you can just tell by looking at it. And so they don't know what to look for. So it's like, look, send me what you want, and I will either find you a good deal or at least review it to make sure this is a good deal or a good website.
Yeah, that's fair. That my mom has to text me now before she buys anything off the internet and say, like, is this legit? And I'm like, no, it's not, Mom.
No.
Do not buy that shirt.
That is
exactly I love that the drunk dong buyer is basically policing the family from making bad purchases.
Right?
That's awesome.
I never said they were bad purchases. I just said I didn't remember them. They were great purchases.
People are saying that 83% of the purchases they tend to make are dumb and frivolous and things they don't really need.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And, of course, buyer's remorse. Turns out 74% of us, we have regretted buying something online.
I mean, I don't regret them, but my wife will sometimes give me a hard time about something that I'll order.
So that is her regret just having you in her life? Is that the regret? Like, this child.
That seems a little extreme. I don't think she regrets me. She just regrets my money spending ways.
Oh, that's it. All right. That's it. Yeah. But you regret nothing. You're like, no, I love every purchase I've made.
Yeah.
Pretty much. I can't think of anything where I'm like, oh, why did I buy that? Clothes. There's like a few stupid phases in my life where I'm like, I'm going to try and not wear black all the time. And then I'll spend like decent money at like Nordstrom or something and get like a nice shirt or a nice like pair of pants. I'm like, this is going to be my thing. And I spend like hundreds of dollars on like decent clothes. And I'll wear them now like every once in a while, like church or like on a date night. But I'm like, man, I could have bought so many T-shirts with what I spent on just this sweater alone.
Oh, yeah. Well, but, you know, you, I think as an adult, you always have to have at least a couple of outfits that are good outfits. And I know it sucks to go spend the money on them, but you got to have at least a couple. You know, that's the European way. You know, the European way is it doesn't matter what people in Europe make. They always make sure at least they got a couple of banging outfits so that they always look amazing.
That's why I lean now towards going to H&M. Because it's like super cheap. I'm sure like eventually those things, like, you know, they're probably not like made like with the highest quality in the sense that they're going to last for a long time. But it's so cheap that it's like, okay, I just spent like $20 on a nice pair of pants. If I get like maybe a couple wears out of them.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah, I don't know. I have no idea. I don't think I've ever even been into an H&M. I've seen them at the
kids'
mall,
clothes,
but I've never been in.
I mean, it's not like dirt cheap, but it's way cheaper than going to Nordstrom's or something along those lines. And their stuff looks nice.
All right. Well, listen, if you can get by on that, good for you.
And your wife likes it.
Yes.
See, because I've gone to H&M before and I like try on something that I think is nice. And my girlfriend's like, oh, yeah, that's not name brand, though. And I'm like, well, I don't need it to be name brand. She's like, no, but like people who care are going to be able to tell that it's not like from Nordstrom. And I'm like,
who cares?
That's what I say. But she's just like, hey, just fair warning, like you're going to be labeled as cheap if you buy that. And I'm like, okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
What's up with that?
Oh, she likes all the designer stuff.
Yeah. Oh. Ooh, that's a tough one. It's tough. If you're the one that she wants you to spend, it's like you go, look, if you want to go out and buy all that fancy stuff, but now I got to do it too.
Yeah, instead of wearing like a Champion hoodie, like those fancy ones now that they have at Nordstrom's, it's like Champion. I'm okay with that. Or Participator.
Participator. Yeah.
Champion's great, man.
That'd be great if we just started doing like Women's the Champions and Participation.
I love it.
I feel like someone's going to sue somebody.
How?
How? Well, they go get lawyers and they bring it to court.
But it's not the same name. I didn't say we're doing the same font.
Oh, you're not even doing the same font.
No, we'll do our own thing.
Oh, all right. And we'll make money on this, really?
Well, you're not going to because you're clearly not in on it.
Yeah.
Please exclude me from another one of your money-making schemes. I'll try to go on with my life.
Schemes? Like I have a scheme for making money?
Well, you have ideas that you think will make money, but then they don't go anywhere.
That's true.
So I call that a money-making scheme. It just goes nowhere.
Yeah, that's okay. That's fair.
Yeah. Oh man, so that's it. So you got no regrets. We're buying a lot of crazy stuff. I mean, that's just what we're doing.
Someone said, how often do you guys return items that you ordered?
Well, Amazon now lets you go to Kohl's.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes you have to go to Kohl's and they'll let you drop stuff.
Then you gotta like talk to a person.
No,
then,
yeah,
you
do. It's super easy and they give you a 25% off coupon at Kohl's.
Can you do that for me?
What are they, drug dealers?
Right. That's how they get you in the store. Like, and you just scan, like, here's my item, scan my code, they give you a receipt plus like 25% off coupon.
Awesome.
And you're out the door. Easy peasy.
You don't have to package it either. Wow. I don't think I got a coupon. Or if I did, I don't realize I got it and threw it away. That's not cool.
It's connected to your receipt thing.
Oh, that's why I didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just like, well, I don't need this. I returned it. I don't think I got to prove that I returned it to them.
But yeah, I return a few things here and there.
Oh, the only time I return is if it doesn't fit. And it's not even a return at that point. It's an exchange.
Exchange, yeah.
And that's the only time that I will actually like send something back.
I hate having to go back to return. Like, I don't mind doing the mailing like with Amazon because it's so easy now. You just print a label and then you just drop it off. Like, luckily, like we have like a UPS store here at the station, so it's like it's really just like an extra like 40 steps from me as opposed to going to my car to going to this UPS drop off. But I got a pair of pants at Macy's recently, and I was like, actually, I ended up finding a better pair that I like better at H&M. So I was like, I'll return the ones from Macy's, and I had it in my car. But every time I was going to go, I'm like, I'll just go tomorrow. I'm tired. Or I just don't feel like stopping at Macy's. And it sat in my car for over a month.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so now
you can't return
them. No, so now that bag is in the garage. Eventually, it's going to make its way into my closet. And I gotta find a reason. Maybe to make one of these days, I'm just gonna come in and you're like, why are you wearing nice pants? And I'm like, because I needed to get my money's worth. That's I was too lazy to get this returned.
That's fantastic.
Yes.
That is awesome. See that? Yeah, you're not that. For me, it's like not that big of a deal because I go to the mall to walk, so I have no problem. Like anything I need, it's like, well, I'm gonna be there anyway doing my walking.
Yeah.
So it's not that big of a deal. But for, yeah, most guys, they go like, do I really want to go to a mall just to do this?
No, never.
Yeah.
Somebody said I spent $800 buying train horns. Best dollars ever spent.
What?
Train horns?
You mean like the wah, wah, woo-hoo, those kind of horns? I'm assuming the choo-choo horns?
I mean, maybe.
Choo-choo!
I kind of want one of those.
Somebody said I once had a drunk purchase one night. I woke up the next day, and I got an email confirming I bought $800 worth of concert tickets.
Oh. Whoa!
And they were 8 months out, and I even bought concert ticket insurance. Turned out to be a great show, though.
Well, at least you went.
Yeah.
Yeah, because if you don't go, especially if you really just were drunk and didn't even know what dates they were, and all of a sudden you're like, oh, that's I can't go there. Oh, damn. So they got to go. That's nice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.